And Jesus sent them out, two by two, ordering them to take nothing with them but a staff. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of all of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O God, our strength and redeemer. Amen. Amen. Please be seated. Work clothes, 2 to 3 pairs of casual pants, church clothes, socks, long sleeve shirts for cooler nights, work shoes, hats, bandanas, work gloves, optionally, umbrella, rain jacket, Purell, safety glasses, earplugs. You get the picture. The list goes on for 2 pages. This is just part of the packing list that the youth who are traveling to El Hogar next week have received in their packet. We are a people who plan and who pack. When we go on vacation, we might count out the days that we're going to be gone and then lay outfits out on our bed to make sure that we have something to wear for each day that we will be away. Sometimes I like to pick out more shirts than I know that I will need because I'm not quite sure what I'll be in the mood to wear. And it isn't just clothes that we pack. We're inclined to bring along personal tokens of remembrance, books and supplies, to ensure our comfort in whatever situations we might encounter. When Jesus sends the disciples into service with nothing but the clothes on their backs, he is sending them into the world with an expectation of hospitality. This is not how we usually go into the world. Even if we're just taking a day trip, we make sure to pack all of the food, water, and supplies we will need because we want to make sure that we will be self-sufficient. To be honest, even if I'm just going to the supermarket, I'm usually carrying my huge yellow purse, and goodness knows what is inside of that bag. You never know when you might need a little something, this or that, and it's best if you just have it with you, in case the occasion arises. We like to rely upon ourselves. So am I here to preach a sermon about how the youth group should go to Honduras with nothing but the clothes on their backs? Of course not. But I do think that we could all use a lesson in packing a little bit lighter for all of the trips in our lives. Each Sunday, we are sent forth into the world, ideally, to spread God's love far and wide. We are commissioned at our baptism as missionaries of Christ. I don't know if you realize that, but each person, when we are baptized, is commissioned as a missionary. But how many of us truly leave the worship here at Epiphany to go into our daily lives sharing the good news with all whom we encounter? Why don't we do that? I think it has something to do with the extra baggage that is weighing us down. Our extra baggage comes in many forms. For some, it is a history with the church that was oppressive, and we have a desire to leave that pain behind. For others, it might be fear of the reactions we will face at work or at school, because of the negative associations with Christianity that so many people do have. Maybe the baggage weighing us down is the busy trap. How can I share the good news? I already have so many other things that I'm doing in my life. And for still others, it might be the feeling that we don't quite know where to start. There are many factors that go into determining how or if we live into our calling as missionaries and evangelists. And all too often, the weight of our extra baggage prevents us from doing the work that God has called us to do. There is a book by Donald Miller called Blue Like Jazz, Non-Religious Thoughts on Christian Spirituality. It is one of my favorite books, and I encourage you to read it if you have the chance. I'm going to try to get a copy to put in the Epiphany Library, and I've already loaned out my personal copy after this morning. The book is a collection of essays exploring Miller's conversion from a Southern Baptist upbringing to a largely agnostic college experience to now a broadly Christian adulthood. One chapter in the book discusses an experience Miller had while attending Reed College in Oregon. Miller claims that Reed is the most atheist college in America. He tells the reader about a campus festival where all of the student groups were invited to have tables out on the quad, inviting their classmates to join the groups and see what was going on. The Christian group on campus struggled with how they could participate in this event, since so many Reed students already had negative impressions of the Christian faith. Miller, along with a group of Christian students, decided to have a confessional booth as their display. They set up a tent on the quad and had two chairs inside of that tent. A simple sign on the outside read confessional booth with no other information. The twist was that instead of inviting the students to confess their sins when they entered the tent, the Christians used this as an opportunity to apologize for ways that other Christians may have hurt them in the past, for ways that they themselves may have hurt them without even knowing it. As wary Reed students entered the tent, entirely unsure of what to expect, they were surprised and many profoundly moved when the Christian students confessed their part in the way that Christianity has been used to condemn and harm other people. The Christian students reported that many heartfelt conversations between themselves and their guests occurred spontaneously upon the confession. Some of the students who entered intentionally to ridicule the Christian students ended up sharing intimate details that explained why they were so negative against religion. And all of this happened because they were invited to lay their baggage down. When we enter into relationship carrying nothing but our full selves, we enter with the ability to meet one another eye to eye. Every week, we are sent into the world from this place in the form of the dismissal. That dismissal is a recommissioning of sorts. We are recommissioned with our spiritual cups refilled and ready to go out into the world. In that dismissal, Jesus is commissioning all of us to leave our baggage behind, to lay it down at the altar of Christ, because his burden is easy, his yoke is light. He is willing to take that on for us, and each week we get the invitation to lay it all down. You are the only one who knows what it is that Jesus is instructing you to leave behind in order to live into God's call for you. It might be physical wealth and possessions that are distracting us from our brothers and sisters in need. It might be emotional pain that we use as a shield to protect us from the world. It might be memories that cause us to stumble because we are perpetually looking behind us. Whatever it is for you, the invitation and directive that we all receive as we come here each week is to leave those things behind. And I'm not going to tell you that it's easy, because it's not. The disciples were sent forward into unknown places with no idea where their next meal would come from or where they would sleep at night. It's not an easy directive to follow, and Jesus knew that when he gave it. But he also knew that it was impossible for us to live into our mission with all that we carry each day. Next Saturday, when we leave for Honduras, I will be carrying a large suitcase. It will be full of bug spray and work clothes and first aid kits and numerous other items that will make it possible for us to do the work that we are called to do. But there are several things that I need to leave behind, that I need to find the strength to leave behind, that I am praying about right now, in order to prepare myself for such a journey. I need to be fully present to the youth of Epiphany, to Jason, my co-leader, to the children and staff of El Hogar, and to God. We all need to be fully present to those in our lives around us so that we can see the opportunities we are presented with to live into our mission. God is the only one who knows what the things that we are carrying that are unnecessary, that are inhibiting our service. The question is, will you find the strength to leave them behind and go into the world in the power of the Spirit? Amen.